Let's go, man. Dallas at Philly. Dallas has got Dez Bryant out, and Philly, last time I saw a 5-point favorite in the NFL.
Yeah, this game's set up to be a little difficult for Dallas, even with Dez Bryant in the mix. The Cowboys got their season-opening win last week against the Giants in a probable fashion. The emphasis for Philadelphia now, after they let an opportunity for a comeback down there at the Georgia Dome slip through their fingers, the offense started to develop some continuity. We saw that, look, Sam Bradford, Jordan Matthews, everybody getting on the same page. Philadelphia is still my pick to win the division, and it starts this week. Lay the 5. Philadelphia gets into the win column with a resounding victory.
Seattle, Green Bay. Tough one for Seattle coming off that loss in St. Louis.
Yeah, second road trip east into the central time zone for Seattle in as many weeks. They may really feel the absence of Cam Chancellor here to clean up some of the defense's mistakes over the top. At the same time, though, this is a tough matchup for Green Bay because I think this is where you'll see the absence of Jordy Nelson really resonate. Richard Sherman's going to eliminate Green Bay's top passing threat. I'm not buying James Jones is going through the fountain of youth being the ultimate weapon for Aaron Rodgers. I think Seattle, a live underdog in this one, as the number ticks closer to 3.5. Revenge definitely on the mind of the Packers, but they can win this game by a field goal and you still won't cover the number.
Biggest game in Buffalo in a long, long time. New England at Buffalo. Pick them. New England by 1, somewhere in there.
Yeah, the Bills set the bar awfully high on what they may be able to achieve in the 2015 season. You look at their performance last week against Indy, and you have to be optimistic about the way the defense is going to perform. Lost in that, though, Tyrod Taylor really didn't stretch the field aside from a touchdown pass to Percy Harvin, and that's largely by design. I think Rex knows how good this defense is. Don't turn the ball over, punt if you need to, and take advantage of making teams go the full field. Good matchup, in my opinion, here for Buffalo. I think they can eliminate Rob Gronkowski, force Brady to use his secondary weapons, and Buffalo will do enough on offense. I like them to get their second big win of the season, start the year 2-0, and maybe be considered amongst the favorites to win the AFC East.
Interesting. All right. At Todd Furman on Twitter and ToddStake.com.
Well, since we're talking NFL, let's go with the Titans and Browns, two former Heisman Trophy winners going against each other, and hopefully we'll have the better player. I'm assuming we will, right there, Todd?
Blaine, I want to know if I get my props for calling Kendall Wright to catch Marcus Mariota's first touchdown pass
at
the
you're
NFL
right.
about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I bowed down right when it happened.
Yeah, I'm sure you did as I just jogged your memory now. Cleveland guys actually opened a 4-point favorite in this game, and the number has swung all the way to the Titans -1. You talk to a lot of the professionals, they were all set to try and back Cleveland here, assuming McCown could return from concussion. None of the pros want Johnny Manziel to try and protect their money. And you're seeing here a lot of public support, about 85% of the tickets on the road favor Titans here. Marcus was good. It's a lot different playing a Browns defense on the road than it is beating up on the Bucks on the highway. Slight lean towards Cleveland here, but a game I won't invest in given the quarterback issues for Cleveland.
All right, little curveball here, prop bet. The Preds started practicing here a little bit. Do they at least make the playoffs?
Wow, setting the bar awfully low for the Preds after what they accomplished last year. Yes, Nashville gets back to the playoffs. I think they're going to kind of build on a little bit of an improbable season we saw last year for them. Amazing, the training camp already underway. And if you think the Preds can do the unthinkable and bring a Stanley Cup to your fine city, guys, 19-1 the going rate. So a far cry from where they were at 70-1 opening last season.
Well, I'll let Mickey do the local games here, but there's two big games in SEC I'm really interested in. That's Ole Miss versus Bama and Florida versus Kentucky.
Interesting move on this Ole Miss-Alabama game. More on the total than the side. Opened up 49.5 all the way out to 54. I'm not quite sure that is the true position of the professionals. Expect some under money to come in there. But hard to argue with Ole Miss's back-to-back 70-point outburst. Chad Kelly's looked every bit the part that Bo Wallace wasn't last year, and I think his presence under center, if he can avoid the turnovers, these two defenses more or less equals, and revenge on the mind of Alabama, but that's more than priced into the number. I think Ole Miss has a chance to beat Alabama for the second straight year. I like the 7 and think the Rebels' more dynamic offense gets it done.
Wow. All righty, Florida versus Kentucky.
This one, you've seen some money on the Wildcats, number open 3.5, some money on the under as well. Kentucky's been a tale of two halves, dominating performances against Lafayette in the first half, building a huge lead week one. Same thing against South Carolina, needing to hang on for dear life in both of those. We know Florida's been in the news for all the wrong reasons here going on the road. Wanted to back Florida initially in this particular spot, but think the number's right where it needs to be. A true measuring stick game for two teams who I think could potentially be dark horses in the SEC East race.
So staying away from that one. Add Todd Furman on Twitter.
Todd, very interesting team to me, Georgia Tech. Do they have a chance to sneak into the Final Four at the end of the year, you think?
If they keep playing football the way they have through the first 2 weeks, Georgia Tech is going to be a thorn in everyone's side. You go back to last year, Mickey, and the way they had a chance potentially to upset Florida State in the ACC title, carried that momentum forward and boat raced Mississippi State in the bowl game. This is a very tough offense to stop, especially when you have elite-level playmakers like Paul Johnson does here. Interesting, though, on the number, guys, because Notre Dame's lost, we know, their top quarterback, their top running back, and they're still ranked ahead of Georgia Tech in the polls, that you're seeing Tech as a short favorite on the road. Book's trying to tell you something here. I wanted to make a case for Notre Dame, but this is one I'm going to be fascinated to watch to see if Georgia Tech's for real.
All right, Blaine had left the local games, as he said, for me. Let's go Vanderbilt hosting Austin Peay. How do you see it?
No number hung on this game just yet. Real low limits that you're going to see between FBS and FCS schools. Yeah. I think this is a game that Vanderbilt needs to try and get healthy. Their offense, you know, hasn't shown a whole lot, although defensively they've definitely been a pleasant surprise. And you look at that box score against Georgia, you know, if Georgia doesn't get non-offensive touchdowns in that game, Vandy has a chance to pull off a huge upset. I think Vanderbilt goes out there, wins this game comfortably, maybe gets a defensive touchdown or two to try and put this one away early.
And you have Tennessee in a similar situation hosting a lower division team.
Yeah, I think Tennessee would not surprise me in the least if they're a little bit hungover, knowing the glorious opportunity they had to get the big season-defining win last week against Oklahoma. Western Carolina is not going to provide a stiff challenge, but if you're looking to handicap this game, in my opinion, there are much better contests on the board. The other local game, though, guys, I think Middle Tennessee State showed a lot last week in losing to Alabama. The comments were very telling about the expectations for the Blue Raiders this year. UNC Charlotte finally steps up in class, and I think Middle gets a resounding win covering the 20-point number with ease.
All right, let me ask you a couple of non-football things. NASCAR Chase, how do you handicap that thing as it gets started?
I think when you look at what we've seen for current form of late, it's hard to back anybody but the quartet of drivers operating under JGR at this point. You know, Kyle Busch has put together an outstanding season. We've seen the momentum that Matt Kenseth is building at the right time. You don't want to write off Denny Hamlin, even though he's only operating with one leg.
Yeah, and of course, again, second time he's done that. Why do they let him play basketball?
I'm not quite sure. He says it's part of his normal conditioning routine, and you can't really argue with what he's been able to accomplish on the track.
Yeah.
At the same time, value-wise, I think Jimmy Johnson, right around 10-1. He showed me a little bit more last week in wrapping up the season at Richmond. Just Hendrick seems to be a step behind the other manufacturers right now. But Jimmy at 10-1, always tough to shy away from when you look at his postseason success.
Yeah, they sure enough do seem a step behind. Current Major League Baseball odds as things start to get really tight, especially for my Cardinals, who do need to sign Jason Hayward long-term soon.
The Cardinals, the third favorite on the big board behind only Kansas City and Toronto at this point. A little bit surprising when you see the Jays listed at 4-1, knowing that Troy Tulowitzki could be lost for an extended period of time. If you're looking at the other teams in the single digits, the New York Mets, guys, have actually surpassed the Dodgers. They're 6-1, the Dodgers at 7-1. That, though, comes with a bit of a caveat. I think there's a lot more liability going to the Mets in various future books than what you have for the Dodgers. JT's beloved Cubs at 14-1, although they did cost me a pretty penny going over their 82.5 win total. Pittsburgh Pirates, Astros, Rangers, all in 15-1 or less. The long shots, Angels and Twins, will get you back about 50-1 at this point.
Real quick on the way out, Auburn at LSU.
That number 7, you've seen some money come in on the dog and the total. Hard to think Auburn will look the same way this week against LSU that they looked last week against Jacksonville State. So make a case for dog and under. One other thing, Brent, that I'll leave you with. I know we traded text over the weekend. Tennessee-Florida line in a couple weeks. That game is now listed at a pick'em down at the Swamp. So the Vols should have their hands full when they make the trip to Gainesville.
South Carolina at Georgia.
16.5, 17 the consensus here. If Georgia can't run the ball, the Bulldogs may have major problems. Grayson Lambert last week, I mean, didn't complete a pass in the first half. Skeptical on the defense, and you never write off Steve Spurrier knowing he's backed up against the wall. Even with a quarterback he doesn't feel comfortable with, I think South Carolina a slight lean, but honestly a very tough, tough game to handicap.
If Florida were to lose to Kentucky, would that have a big impact on that line next week?
It'll definitely change that number. You'd look at Florida probably moving to a short dog. I don't think it'd be anything pronounced like Tennessee being a 3-point favorite unless the Gators were to lose, say, two starting quarterbacks or, you know, Vernon Hargreaves, something along those lines.
Perfect, Todd. Great stuff, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
At Todd Furman. Pick 'em. Tennessee, Florida. That's going to be a fun week. Derek Mason coming up next. Stay tuned.